This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. The sound of Afghan soldiers preparing for battle this morning. We begin the hour with a look at the latest military campaign in Afghanistan, and in a few minutes, a new book, Bargaining with the Devil, asks, should the U.S. negotiate with the Taliban? In Afghanistan, at this moment, some 6,000 U.S., Afghan, and British troops are taking part in what's being described as the largest NATO-led offensive since the U.S.-led invasion in 2001. The goal is to retake the Taliban stronghold of Marja, a city in southern Afghanistan with a population of around 80,000. For weeks now, U.S. military commanders have warned of an operation in that area. The idea was to encourage Taliban fighters to leave. That strategy appears to be working. Here's Afghan Defense Minister Abdul Rahim Wardak.
There have been sporadic resistance. They have mined heavily and also booby-trapped and put a lot of IEDs, so we have to be slow.
Jean McKenzie of the Global Post is in Kabul, and she joins us now. Jean, remind us of the importance of Marja to the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Marja is the heroin processing capital of Helmand. And since Helmand is the poppy capital of the world, this makes Marja the heroin processing capital of the world. The Taliban and private industry, if you will, have invested very heavily in Marja, and they're not going to give it up easily.
U.S. and British forces actually carried out a smaller operation, offensive, in the same exact area, Marja, last year. Clearly, they're back. Why do you think the ultimate result will be different this time, if it will at all?
Well, if it is different this time, it will be because of a concentration of forces. The operation in Marja last summer was with a very small number of U.S. troops, along with the British troops that had been there for several years. They did a narcotic seizing operation that resulted in what they call the largest narcotics bust ever, most of which was poppy seeds. And then within 3 days, they were gone because they could not hold the territory. And within 5 days, the Taliban were back in control of the government and back in control of the physical territory in the way they had been before.
Jean McKenzie, if the Taliban is driven out, let's say for the long term, will that significantly degrade and weaken their position in southern Afghanistan?
Well, that is what we are being led to believe. We are being told that this operation in Marja is to break the back of the Taliban, and that if we succeed in Marja, we have indeed triumphed in Helmand. And I think that's a bit premature. There are many districts in Helmand that have been under the control of the Taliban, at least since late 2006, early 2007. We have every reason to believe that what will happen is what has been happening for the past year, which is the water balloon approach, as they say. If you squeeze in one area, the Taliban just moved to a different area. There are districts in Helmand, Washir, for example, where the government has not been able to penetrate, at least since early 2007. It's possible that the Taliban will just go into that area and wait for things to die down and then resume their former control.
What do you make of this offensive in general terms? I mean, in some ways, it seems like it's an experiment, elements and tactics taken from Iraq, this idea to secure the population and then hold the area. But then other ideas like installing a government ready to take control.
Well, I think you're right. I would argue that it was an experiment in public relations more than an experiment in actual tactics. I think the hype, if you will, around Marja has been quite deliberate and quite bizarre. I've heard it referred to as the last Taliban stronghold in southern Afghanistan, the last Taliban urban stronghold in Afghanistan. I think these are statements that are a bit out of line with reality. So this is an experiment not just in military tactics, but also in spin, if you will, in terms of public relations.
That's Jean McKenzie. She covers Afghanistan for GlobalPost.com and is the Afghan Program Director for the Institute for War and Peace Reporting. Jean McKenzie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Guy.